Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Medaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now on Masechet Yom Medaf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of our discussion of the location of Lishkat HaTlaim, where the lambs were kept. Vada Beredu of Yitzchak Amar, he had a resolution to the conflict between Tamid Midot, Hai Lishka Aktsuya Mekatsia. This office was really kind of open on both sides. The Atim Mitzafor, if you're coming from the north side, Mechazel Bidar, it looks like it's in the south. Atim Midarom, if you're coming from the south, Mechazel Bitzafon, and that's why there were two different reports about where it was. But he says it makes sense that it's more on the southwest side. Why? We had the contradiction between Midot and Tamid about the location of the Lechem Apanim office, and we answered from the Rebbe Yeshua, Mark Chachiv Derechim and Mark Chachiv Derech Small. His answer was whether or not you're counting coming from the right or coming from the left. Okay, and so therefore, in Masechet Tamid, he counted the offices going to the left, meaning you go from south to west, and there to the north, and then to the east, and therefore Lechem Apanim is really in the same place according to both approaches, just a question of how you count them. Now, if you accept that the Lishkat HaTlaim was in the southwest corner, that's how we could resolve the Lechem HaPanim problem, because not there. But if you think that the Lishkat HaTlaim was more north side, so the Lechem HaPanim, you haven't solved anything with the Lechem HaPanim, because now you put it in the same place. It must be that it was towards the south side on the west. But you should always be, remember the rule that you should always take a right turn and be going to the Mizrach, and here you're taking a left turn in the counting of the Lishkot. Yeah, that's only when you're doing Avodah you go to the right. Here they're just counting where the offices are. There's no mitzvah to go to the right. Alright, back in the bright that we saw earlier, Shkoin Gadol Akriv Chelik Parosh Motel Chelik Parosh. In our Mishnah, sorry, we said that the Kohen Gadol brings the first offering and gets the first one to eat if he wants, any time of the year. Tana Rana, can't somebody for Chelik Parosh? How does that work? Omer, Ola Zu Ani Makriv. He walks in and says, I'm gonna bring that Ola. Mincha Zu Ani Makriv. I'm gonna bring that Mincha. Then he gets to. How does that work? Omer Chatat Zu Ani Ochel. Shem Zu Ani Ochel. The things that are given by Zichrei Kehuna. And he eats first. Tel Chala Mishtei Chalot. And he gets one challah out of the two of the shtei halachim on the Shavuot, or four or five of the lachem apanim. Rebbe Omer le'olam chamesh. He always gets five. Why? Shtemar etal aron ulevanav, meaning mechsel aron mechsel levanav. Now remember, there's 12 loaves in lachem apanim, but two of them are going to be given to the are not divided. Because we will see later, because they're given to the Mishmar Nichnas, and so there's really 10 that are up for dividing. So according to Rebbe, he gets 5, and they get 5. According to Tanakama, he gets 4 or 5. Let's see what that's about. Hagufakasha Mart Notel Chalachan Mishtei Chalot. So on Shavuot, you said he gets 1 out of the 2. Mani Rebbe, that's Rebbe who said he gets half. From Paul Gashokil, Eva Metziata. The next line, it said Arbal Chamesh Maaseh Lachem Apanim. He gets 4 or 5 from Lachem Apanim. That's against Rebbe. Dami lo shakil palgi. He doesn't get half. Ema seifa. And what does it say in the next line? Rebbe omer l'om chamesh. So reish v'seifa Rebbe siyata rabbanan. So the first and last part of the Mishnah Rebbe, and in the middle we have rabbanan. So I'm rabbaye reish v'siyata rabbanan. So I have the brighter. He says, yeah, indeed. That's exactly how he said. No, reish v'siyata rabbanan. Sorry. He says that the opening line is also rabbanan. Umod rabbanan v'prusa. The rabbanan say, even though he should get less than half, when you only have 2 loaves, you have to give him 1. Why? Because you can't give him a part. Of orchar lemetel the coin gadol. You're not going to give a slice to the coin gadol. It's not nice. Umay arba chamesh. So now when they said 4 or 5, the rabbanan d'amir nichnas notel sheish. You'll say notel sheish. The rabbanan said that the mishpar nichnas gets 6 out of the loaves, and the mishpar yotzei gets 6 out of the loaves, and therefore he gets 4 or 5, which is less than half. There is no extra value to those who are closing the doors. And therefore, meaning the group, the Mishmar Nichnas, and therefore, Mishnev is talking about by Miflag. All 12 are up for division. And Batzer Chadami Palga, So half of that is six. You take one away, chamish shakil. So Rabbi Yehuda the Marichas will tell Sheva. So why did they say four or five? Rabbi Yehuda says that the group that comes in gets seven. Shtayim yischar gafat lato. Two of them extra for their work on the doors. Yotzeinu tel chamesh, which means there's ten up for division, five, five, and then the Mishmar Nechas gets two more. And therefore, Me'asa by Miflag, so therefore the Kohen Gadol should get part of ten, and Batzechad Mipalga, so take one away from half, Shakil Arba. So whether he gets, the reason they said four or five, it depends. According to Chachamim, that there's 12 up for division, he gets one less than half, five. According to Biuda, that there's 10 up for division, he gets one less than half, and that's four. So that's Sabaya's answer. Rav Amar Kula Rabbi, all three are Rabbi. Important, of course, is the middle. Some are like Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there's only 10 up for division. So then Velamai Arba, so why would he say 4 or 5? So HaChamesh by Mishkal, the Mishkal, he should take 5. So Lokasha, HaDi'ika Mishmar Mitakev, HaDi'ika Mishmar Mitakev, because if one Mishmar sticks around extra long, they get 2 as well. So there's two there, and of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, two for the Mishmar and Nichnas exclusively. Now there's eight to divide. So if that's the case, then there's going to be four getting 50%, but like Rabbi said. So now what Rav has done is said that all three statements are Rabbi. The first one being Rabbi is easy. There's two chalot, two breads on Shavuot. He gets one, because according to Rebbe, he gets 50%. Maron Uvanav. The last statement is easy, because Rebbe says he always gets five, because there's ten to divide of the Lachem HaPanim. But in the middle, why is it Rebbe? Because it's Rebbe saying, if there's only eight to divide, because there's an extra Mishmar around, he gets four. And if there isn't, then he gets five. So, Ihachi, my Rebbe Omer Li Olam Chamesh. So, but then, the third line is odd, then why does Rebbe, responding to himself, saying, no, it's not four or five, it's always five? Kasha, that leaves it kind of difficult. It'll pause at that difficulty at this point. Pick it up in the next Mishnah, with further descriptions of the Kohen Gadol's preparation for Yom Kippur. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.